Today's daf is Horeis Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Masechta, the last Masechta of Seder Nezikin, Maseches Horeis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzar V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Rivka, Bas Yibodol Chaim Toivim, Reb Gavriel Tzvi. So the backdrop of Maseches Horeis is the shoigeg, specifically the idea that if a person does an avera, even b'shoigeg, he needs kapara. Which, if you think about it for a moment, is a little bit of a chiddush. You would think that if a person would violate one of the 365 laven in the Torah, and he does it with some form of malice, he was amazed, he needs kapara. But to the extent that he did it unintentionally, he's a shoigig, why should he need kapara? Stating that, it's clear from the Torah that even someone that doesn't have aver b'shoigig needs kapara. Just to give a few examples. Number one, the carbon chatas. The carbon chatas, which is maybe the carbon in terms of the amount of psukei ha-Torah and the amount of psukei ha-Shas that we have that our nogeya it is brought for someone that does certain averes b'shoigig. A ritzeach b'shoigig has to go to Golos. The parsha of Me'ila is primarily discussing somebody that benefited from Kachim B'shoigig. The intricate parsha of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav discusses somebody that was Tameh and B'shoigig either ate Kachim or entered the Beis HaMikdash. There are many rayas in the Torah that if a person does an Aveira, even B'shoigig, he needs Kapar. The question is why? If you look in the Rishonim, there seem to be two primary mahalchim, both of which are mentioned very succinctly by the Ramban in his Shar HaGmul. It's in the chelik of Shar HaGmul that's called Yisurim Shalahava. It's Ois Lametes and Men. The Ramban says, "Umau chetoy." What is the chet of the person that did an aver b'shoik? Says the Ramban, "Shloi nizer ba'atzmai." The chet is that he wasn't more careful. And he wasn't afraid. He wasn't sittering from the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, the first reason why somebody that doesn't have aver b'shoigig needs kapara is shaloi nizer ba'atzmai. He should have been more careful. It's true. There was no malice. But you know what there was? There was negligence. And because of the fact that he was negligent, he's what we would refer to in Shas as a poisheya. It's for that reason he needs a kapar. Says the Ramban, va'oy, there's another reason. Shekol davar ha'asar. Anything that a person does that's asar, melachlech ha'nefesh. It makes the soul dirty. Umetama oisa. And it makes it tame. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, v'netmeisem ba. Leficha'ch. It's for that reason, nikra ha'shoge chayte. Says the Ramban, there's another reason. And that is, an avera is something that's dirty. An avera is something that's tummy. If somebody falls into the mud unintentionally, he's going to be dirty. If somebody touches tumah unintentionally, he's going to become tummy. In the same vein, says the Ramban, if somebody does an avera and he does it unintentionally, it doesn't matter, he's still going to be meluchlach, he's still going to be tummy. In other words, two reasons why someone that does an avera b'shoigi needs kapara. The first, Shaloi Nizer Ba'atzmai, he's a Peisheya. And because he's a Peisheya, it's for that reason he has some level of achrayas for what it is that came about as a result of his Peshiyah. Number two, an Aveira is a Dover Meluchloch, it's a Dover Tameh, and if a person comes in contact with Lichloch or Tomo, even if he does it Peshoigeg, he is going to be somehow impacted by it, and it's for that reason the person that does the Aveira, Afilu Peshoigeg, is going to need Kapar. As it relates to Maseches Horeis, the component of Shoigeg that the Masechta focuses on is the Karban Chatas. It's actually the Kachim component. And in a way, Maseches Horeis is a little bit of a bridge between what it is we've been learning and what we're going to be learning in the home stretch of Shas, which is Seder Kachim. We're 2 weeks away from the first Mishnah of Maseches Vachim. But Horeis deals really with the Kachim component of Shoigeg, specifically the Karban Chatas. So I think it's just kedai to very, very briefly refresh our memory in terms of what it, exactly the Karban Chatas of the Shoigeg is, and with that we'll be able to jump into the Masechta. So a person that doesn't have aver b'shoigeg, that had he done the mezid, he would have been chayiv kares, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. the korban chatas itself, the animal, can be either a kisva, a female sheep, or a se'ira, a female goat. So the chatas always had to be in the keva, and when the man on the street is chayav chatas, he gets to choose between a sheep and a goat. Either it's going to be a kisba or it's going to be a seira. Now, there are certain types of chatois where the einish is a little bit more nuanced. It's what's known as a carbon oil of a yair. It's a carbon oil of a yair. It's not a carbon oil. It's a carbon chatos. It's a carbon chatos where the type of carbon actually depends on the financial status of the choite. So that it's not automatically, unequivocally going to be the kisba or the seira. If he could afford the kisba, the seira, that's what it's going to be. If he can't afford that, he has the option to bring two toirim or two bnei yoina. And if he can't even afford that, he's bedalei dalas, then he brought a karban mincha. When he's bringing the kisba or the seira, in the vernacular, it's known as a chatos kavua. If he's doing an avera that's subject to financial status, then the chatos that he's bringing is what's known as the Oilaviyarit. The Torah says that if a person was Oivid Avodazara Beshaivik, he's Chayv Chatas, because Avodazara is a Davish's Dainai Karas. That person, however, when he brings the carbon, doesn't have the option to bring either the Kisba or the Seira. It's a pasuk in the Torah. That person has to bring the Seira. Another subcategory of the Chatas is also a parish in the Torah, in the event that the Kohen Mashiach, that's the Kohen Gadol, who was Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, if he does an Avera B'Shoigik Shaz Dainai Karis, the Allah is his Chatas was not a Kisba or Seira, it's not the Seira, but rather was a par. He brought a bull. The Melech, who did an Avera B'Shoigik Shaz Dainai Karis, his Chatas was a Sa'ir. So it's a goat, but not a female, but rather it's a male. In the event that Roiv of Klal Yisrael did an Avera B'Shoigig, and they did it al Pi Ayras Bezdin, as we're going to see very much in Horiyas Daf Beis, they had to bring what's known as the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, which, trick question, was a par, right? It's called the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So again, it's being brought for doing an Avera B'Shoigig Shezdoinei Karas, and what is the animal? The animal's going to be a par. And finally, in the event that Roiv of Klal Yisrael did an Avera B'Hiras Bezdin, the proverbial par helam davar shel tzibur, but the avera was avodah zara. There too, the parasha is a little bit unique. Klal Yisrael had to bring a par and a sa'ir, a little tricky. The par was an oila, and the sa'ir was a chatas. So again, what's the recap? Your classic chatas was either a kisba or se'ira, stating that there's the parasha of oila v'yayrit. In the event that a person is bringing a karban chatas because he was even avodah zara, it has to be the se'ira. The Kohen Gadol brought a par. The Melech, the Nasi, brought a Sayer. The par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur was a par. And in the event that it was Avodah Zarah that Rav of Klal Yisrael did, it's a par and a Sayer. The par, ironically, shifts from being a Chatas, now it's going to be an Oilah. And it's the Sayer, it's the goat, that's going to bring a Chatas. It's these halachos that's very much the topic of the very short Masechta that we're about to learn. Just one technical thing that's worth mentioning before we start the Masechta, and that is that if you look at the Masechta and you have a little bit of a tefias ayin on what a daf gemara is supposed to look like, we're 5+ years in. Rashi doesn't look so much like Rashi. Tosfos doesn't look so much like Tosfos. This looks like one of those Masechtas where Rashi is nish Rashi and Tosfos is nish Tosfos. So just two thoughts. Number one, Rav Reuven Margolis, in his first comment on the Tzotzayar, says that it's pasha to any maven and any loymate that Rashi and Masechtas Horius is written in a different signun. And as a result, it certainly doesn't feel like this is Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki. It doesn't feel like this is our Rashi. But says Rav Reuven Margolis, I'll prove to you beyond a reasonable doubt that it's actually not Rashi. And you know what his proof is? There's one time in Masechtas Horius on Daf Yud Beis that Rashi quotes a laz. He brings a word in another language, Kedarka B'Kodesh. The word that Rashi quotes is a Latin word. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, every single place there's a Lazei Rashi in Shas, or in his Pirush on Tanakh, the word is always Old French. One time, it's Latin. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, it can't be Rashi. Rashi, we know, didn't speak Latin. Rashi spoke Old French. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, that who is Rashi? So the Chaykrim aren't sure. He says, I don't know, but Lulei de Mistafino, we know in the end of Masechtas Makkos, we don't have Rashi. And who took over? Rashi's son-in-law, the Rivan. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, take a look in the end of Masechtas Rashi. There's one place where there's a Laz. And that one Laz word is also Latin. So the Rivan, we know, was a Mamala Makim for Rashi. We also know that he spoke Latin. So maybe it's shayach, semeglach, that the Pirish Rashi on Masech Tesoris is the Rivam. But either way, his classic investigative raya, that this is not Rashi from the fact that the one laz that we have over here is Latin, and every lazay Rashi is not Latin, every lazay Rashi is Old French. To know this, you would have to, number one, be pretty smart, and number two, speak Old French and Latin, I think. But the bottom line is, this is Rabbi Reuven Margolis' raya as it relates to Rashi. As it relates to Tosfos not being Tosfos, so just to share something very interesting, and that is, there's a classic work that was written on Masech Tesoris and other Masechtas as well, that's known as the Be'er Sheva. Classic Ben Benoisha classic, right? Who is the Be'er Sheva? So the Be'er Sheva was Rabbi Yisachar Ber Eilenberg. He was a Talmud of the Lavush. He was a Talmud of the Sma. If you look at his bio, it says he was also the Rebbe of the Baal Gedulei Truma, Rav in Italy for a short period of time. But the Be'er Sheva is one of the great, great Achroinim. Kiyodua. The Sefer Be'er Sheva is called Be'er Sheva because it was written as a pirish on seven mesachtas. The seven mesachtas that he wrote on are Mesachtas Horius, Mesachtas Tamid, the first parak of Mesachtas Krisis, which is considered one, even though it's not its own mesachta, the last parak of Mesachtas Krisis, parak Meshuach Melchama, and parak Egla Rufa and Mesachtas Saita, and parak Chelek. It's called Be'er Sheva because it's written on those seven. I said Mesachtes, but it's Mesachtes slash Prokim within Mesachtes. Hyrius, Tamid, first Perek of Krisus, last Perek of Krisus, Perek Meshuch, Melcham, and Egla, Ruf, and Saita, which is six, and finally Perek Chelik, which is seven. In the Hakdama to his Sefer, he writes, why am I writing a Sefer Dafka on these seven Chalokim in Shas? He says, because those seven Chalokim have one thing in common, there's no Tosfos. And being that there's no Tosfos, I felt he nichu mokum ligdar, and the Be'er Sheva said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to write a Pirish HaTosfos. Now he says, if you're going to look at my Pirish, you're going to see it's not Mamash HaTosfos. No, Palam Retshoin, and the pen is already open, and the parchment is already in front of you, so we're going to be Meirich a little bit. But this is what he writes. Now, it's interesting. He talks a little bit about how he came about this patent. Like, where did this Einfall come from? Hasher Heyer Einov, that he should go B'mokum Toisvis and he should write this Pirish. So, he's very personal in this Hakdam. I'll just read one excerpt. He says, Ach zois hoysali hasibo litchik atzmi uli koneis lifnai v'lifnim mimchitzasi ki ein ba'ayin ro'isi siyate d'shmaya bekan ponim shoinim kashe hischalti lumoit im chaverim makshivim l'koili b'mesach desoiris. He said, I saw when I started teaching Mesach desoiris, I had a special siyate d'shmaya. Now, when did he start teaching Mesach desoiris? It was yoyma de mefagri behu rabbanon. It was at the time that the rabbanon were off, shekoyrim ba'artzenu, and Ba'artzenu as well, Bein Hazmanim. That's what he says. He started teaching Hayris Bein Hazmanim. Velisha Olav Daiti, and when I did it, I never had a machshava. V'loyal machshavti klal lechaber shum dover ala. I never thought I was going to write a pirish. Ra'ak li'oizki garson nafshi l'tavo l'hashlam mesech t'tachas Bein Hazmanim. Says the Be'er Sheva was Bein Hazmanim, and he wanted to learn a Masechta. And the reason he wanted to learn a Masechta was Kadesh Uchal Shalim is Nidri Im Yigmar Hashem Badi Lumoy Kol Shas. Because I made a Neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that one day I'm going to finish Shas. And I figured it's Bein Hazmanim now. Let me chap around something. Ubacharti Liskulasi Masechta Sairius. So I said, let's learn Sairius. It's a short Masechta, right? How many people have made a mistake where they tried to sit down and learn Masechta Sairius, like on a long flight there at Yisrael or something, right? Or on a Shavuos night. And then you open up Hyrius and you're like, you know, I think Bava Basra might be easier. But the bottom line is, said the Be'er Sheva, he sat down Bein Hazmanim and he started learning Hyrius and he had a Siyata de Shmaya, so he started writing on it. And then from there, he came to this Einfall. He saw there's not a lot on Hyrius. Let me write on something else that there's also not a lot on. And he picked the seven Chalokim and Shas Vilsen Nishtok and Toisvis, and that's what he wrote. Now, it's actually interesting because if you look on your Gemara, you refer to Exhibit A, there is a Tosfos. Now, the Tosfos is a little bit different. It's on the bottom, right? It doesn't have the same tzura. Also, in most Gemaras, is a little bit of a Hakdama, that this Tosfos comes from Rebbe Leo, Ben Rabbi Avram, Halevi, and Tignun. So there's a whole shtickle Torah here. I heard from Rabbi Frank Kanefogel, who's the big bucky in all things Bali Tosfos, we've quoted him in the past. So he said that what's unique about Masech Tesoris is that the Tosfos of Masech Tesoris came from the German Bali Tosfos. So we know that the Bali Tosfos were yeshivas, and they were in France and in Germany, respectively. Every single Tosfos that we have comes from the French Bali Tosfos, which is why they're all the Enoch L'Chav Rashi, who was French. Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri, and the Rashmishans, and the Rashbam, Ki Yodua. There are too two Mesechtas. There are two Mesechtas where the Tosfos on the Mesechta comes not from the French Bali Tosfos, but from the German Bali Tosfos. One is Mesechta Soita, the other one is Mesechta Sarius. But either way, the Be'er Sheva, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Eilenberg, clearly did not have a Tosfos on Mesechta Sarius. Even our Tosfos on Mesechta Sarius is clearly a little bit different. There's a Manashtana that needs to be asked as it relates to this Tosfos. Regardless, a little bit of history regarding Rashi Mesechta Sarius, a little bit of history regarding Tosfos on Mesechta Sarius. And with that brief introduction, we jump in to another Mesechta in Shas. Look, the Heilige Mishnah. Hayru Bezdin Lavar Al Achas Mikol HaMitzvos HaMurois B'Torah. So the Mesechta begins with Bezdin counterintuitively making a mistake. So Bezdin sat down, they convened, and they paskened that it is Mutter L'chatchila to go and violate one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Obviously, they didn't do this brazenly. They did this mistakenly. And a yachid went for us a shoygeg al piyem. And he, b'shoygeg, unintentionally, followed what it is that the Bezdin had paskin that he's allowed to do. Bein sha'asu v'asimon. Whether they too went ahead and did this and he acted with them. Bein sha'asu. Or if they did it first, v'as achareim, and he followed them, he did it after them. Bein sha'asu. Or even if Bezdin themselves never did this avera, v'asa, only he did a pater, the halachas, he's going to be pater, mipnei sha'tala b'Bezdin. And the reason is because he was toila himself in Bezdin, he was following what Bezdin had told him to do, and as a result, the halachas, he's going to be pater from bringing the karmi chatas. Meaning, you would have thought that being that at the end of the day, this person just now went and he was over an avera b'shoigeg l'chayra, he should be chayev a kar mechates. Now, obviously, the avera has to be a davish as doine karis, but the point is, he was over an avera as doine karis b'shoigeg, he should be chayev a chates. Kamash malon, that if the nature of the shoigeg was that he was following a hayra from Bezdin, that's not a shoigeg, that's gonna be mechayev you chates. Bezdin, what would be if Bezdin went ahead and they made a psak? And one of the Dayanim themselves chak that Bezdin made a mistake. Or it wasn't one of the Dayanim that realized it was a mistake, but rather one of the Talmidim of the Bezdin who was roi loira, he's on the level to sit on the Bezdin, but he's not there yet. He chapped that there's a mistake. V'halach v'asa al piyan. And then that Dayan, or that Talmud went, and he followed what the Bezdin said. Meaning, he's a Dayan, he's a Talmud that's roi loira, he realizes that Bezdin made a mistake, but Bezdin paskin, Bezdin paskin. If they said that this chalev you're allowed to eat, if they paskin that this is not chametz b'pesach, if they paskin it's not called eating on your kippah, whatever it might have been, he's going along with it. Says the Mishnah, Bein Sha'asu Vasimon, whether they did it and he did it with them, Bein Sha'asu Vasachareim, or whether they did it and he followed them, Bein Sha'asu Vasa, or even if they didn't do it at all and he did it by himself, and raise a chayv, the halach is in this case he's going to be chayv, Bipnei Sha'loi Talab Bezdin, and the reason is because over here, in as much as he was following Bezdin's psak, but you can't refer to him as a Talab Bezdin, and the reason is because he knows the truth. And he chapped that what's going on over here is not okay. And him following Bezdin, being that he knew better, is not considered a ptur. And it's for that reason he is going to be chayev chata. Zeh HaKlal, the Mishnah says that if you want a klal, just a one-liner that summarizes the entire Mishnah, HaToyla Ba'atzmei Chayev, if somebody goes and acts on his own volition, because he really knows what is and what isn't, he's going to be chayev chata. HaToyla Ba'Bezdin, if somebody's toylem Bezdin potter, then that lach is, he's going to be potter. So really, the way the Masechta begins its discussion of the Karben Chatas is by introducing a type of shoigeg, and by telling us sometimes you're going to be chayiv chatas, sometimes you're not going to be chayiv chatas. What is the type of shoygig where somebody did an aver b'shoygig because he was following a psak of Bezdin? You would think, ein lecha shoygig gedoyla mizu, maybe, right? What's the halacha? To the extent that he would have no way of knowing better, he's not a learned enough fellow to have any daya amongst the Bezdin. Then the halacha is we say that he's just following Bezdin, and someone that's talabat as Bezdin, that's the rule, is going to be potter. If, however, he's echel min adayonim, or he's a Talmud that's yigil lahayra, then even when he follows Bezdin, we don't view him as being a toilah ba'Bezdin, we view him as being a toilah ba'atzmai, and a toilah ba'atzmai is going to be chai. Now just to hit the pause button for 1 second. The Mishnah is discussing a case of shoygeg and telling us that even though you would have thought that it's sort of open shot that the halacha should be chayiv chatas, that the halacha is that you're really not going to be chayv chatas. And this really opens itself up to a much broader conversation, and that is, how exactly do you find shoygig, right? Shoygig means somebody did an aveira unintentionally. What does it mean unintentionally? And the truth is, there are many, many sugyas of shas. This is a very complex inyan. And again, it's earliest daf beis if you're learning be'in. But it's a very, very complex inyan. So for example, the classic case of shoygig is shigigas maisa. So let's take somebody that was mechal Shabbos b'shoygig. So he was mechal Shabbos b'shoygig. He didn't chapu with Shabbos. He made a mistake. He thought it was Friday. Or he didn't realize that the malacha that he was doing right now was a malacha. He just didn't chap. He didn't realize that this pa'ula right now that he's doing is really a chilul Shabbos. Another example of shoygig is an omer mutter. Someone who chaps everything. He chaps everything. He knows what day it is. He has his T's crossed and his I's dotted. He's in full control. He's just an amaret. He's an omer mutter. I didn't realize you're not allowed to do bayir on Shabbos. An omer mutter is a different category, so to speak, of a shoygig. Another example of a shoygig that's mentioned in Shas, this is a big sugi in Perek Kal Gadol, where somebody knows Shabbos, he chaps it to Malacha, he chaps it Shabbos, but he doesn't realize the severity of Shabbos. He didn't chap that if you mechal Shabbos, you chayiv skilo. He didn't realize it's a chayiv krisis. He didn't know there's something called a chatas if you do a b'shoygig. Not knowing the severity of halacha, that in and of itself could be considered a shkaga, and maybe would throw you into the category of shoygig. Another example is our Mishnah, where a person is literally following orders. I don't know what you want from me. Bezdin Paskin, this is something that I'm allowed to do, so I went ahead and did it. So again, there's different categories of shoygig. The one that we're going to discuss primarily now is the one that the Mishnah talks about, and that is Hayru Bezdin Lavar Alachas Mikol HaMitzvahs HaMuris B'Teira V'Holach HaYachid V'As. What's the halacha? If he's someone that shouldn't have known better, then he's a toilu bebez and he's going to be potter. If he's echem and adayonim or talmud shegil leira, then he should have known better, then he's a toilu beatzmi. In that case, he's going to be chai. One other thing that's kedai to mention, and that is that the Mishnah is talking specifically about a yochid, right? We're talking about when a yochid went ahead and did it. What about if a rabbin would go ahead and do it? So if a rabbin goes and they do an aver b'shoygi, she's doing a chorus, al pi ayraz bez, and that is the par helam davar shal tzibur, which is one of the chatois that we mentioned in the introduction. That's a situation that very much requires a chatash. It's also a situation that's very much going to be the topic of the first daf in here, Masechta Seiros. Either way, Zok to Gemara, Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, Lo'olam, ein bezin chayavin. Bezin's not going to be chayev. Ad sheyoymru lahem mutaran atem. What does it mean, bezin chayavin? Who said anything about bezin being chayavin? So Rashi says, Kolema, Rashi, that what we mean when we say Bezin Chayavin is in the event that Roiv of Klal Yisrael went ahead and they did an Avera B'shoigig Shazdoine Karis Al Pi Hayraz Bezin, where there is a Chiyav, there's a Chiyav of Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibur. Says Shmuel, the only time there's going to be a Chiyav is if Bezdin said Mutaran Atam. If Bezdin said you're allowed to do it, what does that mean? I mean, when they said you're allowed to do it, as opposed to making a toy saying it's Mutar without saying Mutaran Atam. So the way the Rishonim explained it, meaning the question was asked and they paskin, as opposed to they wrote a sefer and in the sefer they said it, or somebody was listening to a shir and he heard this svara. It would have to be a tshuva to a shayla. To the extent that it's a tshuva to a shayla, that's when this halacha is going to be true. Rabdim Minarda, Rabdim Minarda added, he said, Ad shen yoymru lahem mutarim atam lasis. It's not enough that they even answered a shayla. It would have to be mutarim atam lasis, which the Rishonim explained means that they came b'shas maisa. Right now, we want to go ahead and we want to eat this. Could we eat this? And Bezin said yes. So if it was a mutayim atam lasis, meaning achshav, the pu'ula is going to take place, the halacha is that there's a parish of param davar shal tzibur, but otherwise not. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason for this? Because to the extent that Bezin didn't say mutayim atam lasis, it's a chisarin in the hayra, it's not the type of hayra that's going to trigger the parish of param davar shal tzibur. So in order to have the param davar shal tzibur, you have to have a fartiga hayra. And a fartiga hayra is, according to Shmuel, mutarim atem. According to Rav Dimi min Harda, mutarim atem lasi. Says the Gemara, Abaye said, "Afanan mitenino." I'm going to bring a raya to what Rav Dimi min Harda said, and that is that in order to have a par helam davar shel tzibur, the hiras bezin had to be mutarim atem lasi. In fact, he's going to bring one raya, and then we're going to have a second raya, and then the Gemara is going to bring even a third raya. So we're going to have three rayas right now to Rav Dimi min Harda's chiddush. What's the first raya? Abaye is it's from a Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin. And it's talking about the Zaki Mamre. So who's the Zaki Mamre? The Zaki Mamre is somebody that's a very big Talmud Chacham. He's someone that's worthy of being on the Sanhedrin HaGadol. He paskin not like the Sanhedrin HaGadol. There was a whole vikuach. And even though the Sanhedrin HaGadol said that you're wrong, he continued paskining and teaching and doing what he thinks is right. That person went very much against Bezdin, and as a result, not only is it Chai Misa, he gets Skila. Not only does he get Skila, but they waited until the Yidden came to be the reg of Chalom Yishmu V'Yiro. It goes down as one of the four times that he wasn't just killed, but he was killed in a very public form. But either way, the Mishnah that's discussing the halacha of the Zaki Mamre says, if the Zaki Mamre went back to the city, meaning this is after he had gone to the Beis HaGadol Sheb Yerushalayim, had it out, and told that he was wrong. So if he goes back to his city, in the event that he went back and he learned and he taught the way he was always teaching, meaning he continued giving shir, saying the wrong pshat, according to the Beis HaGadol, that halacha is he's potter. He's not considered a Zaki Mamre. In the event, however, he paskin, and he didn't just paskin, you hear the diktuk halashin, this is the whole punchline. We brought this whole Mishnah for this one word. Hoira lasso. It's chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. Says Abaya, what's that word, hoira lasso? It's hoira. Or the Teretz is, hoira means mutara natam lasso. And if not, it's like nigger mira hoira. And in order to be chayiv for Zaki Mamre, you need a gmar hoira. So says Abaya, that I think Rav Nimi ben Ardos Chiddush, that Hayru Bezdin as relates to Paro and Davish Altiba requires Motar Matam Lasis, is supported by a Mishnah that also discusses a halacha of Hayra. It's not the same halacha, it's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oysa Inyan, because these are two halachas related to Hayra. One is, what's the Taish of Hayra when it comes to Paro and Davish Altiba? The other one is, what is the Taish of Hayra when it comes to the Zaki Mamre? But from the fact that the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah, says Hayra Lasis, this is a Diuk in a Mishnah, Afana Nami Tanina, a riot Rav Nimi ben Ardos. And this too is from a Mishnah. This Mishnah is Masechtas Yevamis. Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. What perik is that? Perik Isha Rabba. What's the context over here? So we're literally jumping now. The context is where there was a married woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam. And then an Eid Echad came and said that I saw your husband and he died. And we know the halach is Mishum Eguna Kilu Bei Rabbanan Taike Ishu Minzaba Mitoich Chimesh Echmar Taleh Betchi Lasa Hikal Taleh Besoifa. The halach is that if an Eid Echad says that a man died, this woman is allowed to go ahead and get married. It says the Mishnah Hayrula Bezdin Linasi, in the event the Bezdin Paskin that she's allowed to get married. Based on what? Based on the Hayra of the Eid Echad, the Halcha, and she went for Kilkala. And instead of getting married, instead she ended up doing a Maisa's Nus, thinking that she wasn't married. And then later we found out that the Eid Echad wasn't telling the truth, and really she was married. So the question is, right now, is she considered an Eishas Ish that was in Satachas Bailo? So it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chayev is Bekarben, she's going to be Chayev a Karben. You're going to tell me, why is she Chayev a Karben? L'chayra, this woman was following Bezdin. Bezdin told her she's not married. Now, what she did was wrong. It's a Maisa Mechura, it's a Loisase. But to go ahead and to tell me that she should be Chayiv as a Shoigeg because she's an Ishas Ish that was Mizana by mistake, L'chayr, if she was following Bezdin, what's the problem? So the Mishnah says, the reason is Shalei Hitirula Elolihinase. The reason is because when they were allowed her to go ahead and get married, what did they allow her to do? They allowed her to get married. They didn't allow her to do a Maisa Znosa and a Chanami Klapi Nesuin. We would view her one way. But Klape, her going ahead and doing a Maisa Znos, over there we're going to have to view her differently. But what's the bottom line? You see from here, what's the Lashon of the Mishnah? If Bezdin paskin lihinase that she's allowed to go ahead and get married, that's when you have this halacha. But if the hayrula would not have been lihinase, Rashi's lashon is, if it would have been just a hayrula, then the halacha is that it would not have been considered a proper psak of Bezdin, and if it's not a proper psak of Bezdin, then bechlau, we wouldn't have been having this conversation that maybe she shouldn't be viewed as a shoyge because she's following what Bezdin told her to do. From the fact that the Mishnah went out of its way to say hayru lo Bezdin lehinase, what could have it said? Rashi said it could have said hitiru lehinase. Hayru lo Bezdin lehinase, that's a lashon of mutarim atam lasois, that ribli halashon is where Abba is being medayik, that you see from permit that the only time something is considered a hayra is if it's begedim with taran atam las. Ravina heard Rabbi Menardo said that the only time something is considered a hayra as it relates to parom davish al tzibur is if it's mutar matan las. He said, afen anami tinina, I have a raya. You know what the raya is? He brought a raya from our Mishnah, just the lashon of the Mishnah. Hayru bezden lavar alachas mikol mitzvahs amurus b'tayr. He said, I don't think you have to go flying all over the place to bring rayas. Abai brought a raya from the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Rabbi Abba brought a raya from a very subtle diktok haloshen from the Mishnah Yevamos. I don't know. To me, the Mishnah Mineu Bay right here is very mashma that way. Why? Because what does it say? Hayru bezden lavar alachas mikol mitzvahs amurus b'tayr. It says hayru bezden lavar. Mutarim atamasis. Now, just to be clear, the Mishnah over here is not mamish discussing what Rabbi Menardo is discussing, right? Rabbi Menardo is talking about the par helam davashal tzibur, where the halach is you bring one par and it's worth for the whole tzibur. Our Mishnah is talking about where it was hayru bez and lav ralachs ben komitz amuris b'tayr of halach hayochid, and only the yochid went ahead and did it. So it is a tzushta, but it's much more of a minei ubeidig a tzushta. What Ravina is saying is that, you know, I know from the parasha gufa of hayru bezden in the context of the chatos that what's the taich of hayru? It has to be hayru lasois. The bottom line is we have abayis raya from chazal irish shana b'limik derech shalimei pata hayru lasois chayv. See, the definition of hayru when it comes to zaka mamri is mutar matam lasois. The dikto kaloshin, the very subtle dikto from Rab Abba in the Mishnah in Yevam is hayru la bezden li nasa. Otherwise, we're not having this conversation. And Ravina said, I see Minei Obey in the parasha of Hayru Bezden. Albeit with regards to Hayru Bezden v'halach hayach. It says the Gemara, su loy mi. And as it relates to this conversation, there's really nothing else to be said. Because if we have three rayas to Rav Dimi min Harda, that seems like pretty compelling evidence. Ha'pishloi she'edom yakum davar, for sure, that's what the halach is going to be. Ikuda Amri, the Gemara says, it was another lishna of the machloikis between Shmuel and Rav Dimi min Harda. Amar Shmuel said, ein bezen chayovin ad she'yomer l'mutar matam lasos. In Ikuda Amri, it's Shmuel that said, ein bezen chayovin ad she'yomer l'mutar matam lasos. Who said it in the first lishna? Rav Dimi min Harda. Shmuel saying in the second lishna. Rav Dimi min Harda, Amar, afilu mutar matam Nigmaraira. Even if Bezin didn't say mutarim atam lasis, all they said was mutarim atam. That in and of itself is going to be nigmaraira. So really, the only thing that changed in Ikud Amri, this is an easy Ikud Amri as far as Ikud Amri go. So the only thing that changed in the Ikud Amri is the names. So instead of Abayin saying, or instead of Shmuel saying mutarim atam and Rav Dimi min Harda saying mutarim atam lasis, over here it's Rav Dimi min Harda that says mutarim atam and Shmuel says mutarim atam lasis. Now, the Gemara is going to bring the identical exchange that it had in the first lishna of the Gemara. It's interesting that you would think, how's the Gemara going to bring the exchange now, right? If we put our hands over the Gemara, close the Gemara and try to guess, we would say the Gemara is going to bring all the Afan and Amitaninas to Shmuel. It's actually interesting. The Gemara is going to bring the three Afan and Amitaninas from the first lishna of the Gemara as kashas. Kashas on Rav Dimi min Harda. So both lishonis of the Gemara, the Amayuroim, Abaya, Rav Abba, Ravina, are talking to Rav Dimi min Harda. Rav Dimi min Harda's position changes between the two lishonis. In the first lishna, that Raya is to Rav Dimi min Harda. In the second lishna, that kashas on Rav Dimi min Harda. Really, if you were going to just make it up, you could have both Lashonis being Rayas in the first Lishna of Rabbi Menardah and the second Lishna to Shmuel, or both being Kashas in the first Lishna to Shmuel and the second Lishna of Rabbi Menardah. But we're not making it up. This is what happened. So what happened was they're handling Rabbi Menardah's Shita. So Rabbi Menardah comes into Bez and he's Chayil Kan Shmuel. Now we have two Lashonis, what he said. If he said Mutar Matam Lasnois, so they almost firing away with Rayas. And if he said Mutar Matam, they were firing away at Kashas. But either way, the three Rayas to Rabbi Dimin Ardon, Lishna Kama, our cash is here in the Lishna Bas. Amr Abaya, Abaya first, follow it, Tanan Hochi. How could you tell me Mutarim Atim, not Mutarim Atim Lasois? We have a Mishnah, not that we, what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Hanichnok and Mesach Sanhedrin. Chazal Iro, took him at the Zakam Amri, he went back to the city of Bashan and he learned. Oh, you Liman or taught. Kiderech Shalimei Potter is going to be Potter. Hoira Lasois Chayv. Again, what do you see from here? The only time it's considered Hoira is if it's Hoira Lasois. Not like Rav Dimi Nardot in the second Lishnah who says, Mutar Matim is going to be enough. Amr Abba, Rabba said, Baholoi Tananochi. I also have a Mishnah, not that way. Hoira Bezin Linosei. If Bezin, based on the Edus of Edechot, allowed her to get married, Baholcha Vikulkulo, instead of getting married, she was Mazana. Chayeves, Bekarmishis Chayv, Karmishle, Hitirula, And again, what do you see from here? Hayrullah bezden linas. It doesn't say hitiru. So you see that a hayrullah is bezden in order for it to be considered nigmar requires a hayrullah bezden. And finally, Amr Ravina. Ravina said, Vahalei tanan hachi hayrullah bezden laver lach b'chom mitzamuris b'tayra. And our Mishnah, again, when we're talking about a hayrullah bezden, albeit, vahalach hayachit, what's the lashon? Hayrullah bezden laver. So you see, it has to be mutar matam lasois. This is consistent between the first lishon and the second lishon. The Gemara says at the end of the discussion, su loy midi. There's really nothing else that needs to be said. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we have a machlokes amayram. Shmuel and Rav Dimim and Nahardo. What the definition of hayru is, as it relates to the halacha of the par helam davar shel tzibur, and really as we saw, as it relates to all halachas and sugyas that are negeya hayra, whether it's our mishnah of a halacha yachid, whether it's the par helam davar shel tzibur, that's what they were talking about, whether it's hayisha rabba, whether it's the zakei mamre, stam that Dayan wrote something in a sefer or said something while he was giving shir or in a sugya or you having a conversation with him, that's nothing. It would have to be a tshuva to a shayla. Otherwise, it doesn't have that chashivas of a nigmer hayra. The question is, mutarim atam enough? Do you need mutarim atam las? Who said what? Either way, the Gemara ended Sulei Midi, which means so the Mishnah said again, the Mishnah says the Yachid went, and he acted as a Shoigeg Alpiem, says the Gemara. The Nisni, a very subtle dick, but why didn't the Mishnah just say Va'asa Alpiem? Shoigeg Lomeli. Right, that word shoygig almost throws you for a loop. V'halacha yachid v'asal piyem. He's a shoygig because he's following the Ira of Bezdin. Why do you have to say v'halacha yachid v'asal shoygig? It almost sounds like he followed them b'shoygig, which is not the case. He followed them knowingly, but he's a shoygig because he's doing the wrong thing because they gave him the wrong piece of information. But the Gemara's kash is v'nisni v'asal piyem. Shoygig l'amali amar Rava. Rava said shoygig l'asuye hoyre Bezdin shechelev muter v'neschalev loy chelev b'shulmin v'achloy. Where the halacha is potter, he's going to be potter. The word shoygeg is coming to be marba. What would be if somebody got a psak from Bezdin, and the psak of Bezdin is that this piece of chelev right here is not really chelev; it was the wrong psak. Anyways, this person comes home and he wanted to eat something that was vaday shulmin. And then by mistake, he ended up eating that piece of chelev, which Bezdin had said he was allowed to eat anyways. So this person right now had a hayrah from Bezdin that the chelev is mutter. That is the piece of meat he ended up eating. But his shgaga was not so much that he thought it was mutter and he ended up eating something he wasn't really supposed to eat. It was, I thought I was eating something that was taka mutter and ended up eating something that's aser. From the fact that the Mishnah says the word shoygeg, it's l'rabbis, that even that is considered a toilah b'pestin, and the halach is, he's going to be potter. So you want to know what the word shoygeg is coming to be marba? It's coming to be marba that case. What is Al-Piyam coming to teach me? Al-Piyam Amish, where Bezdin told him this piece of chelev is not chelev, and he went ahead and he ate it, and the whole shkoga was the fact that he was following Bezdin. In that case too, he's going to be potter. So says Rava, you want to know why it's very wordy? Because we're talking about two different types of shoygigs. Now they're very similar, they're very related. They both have at its core hayru Bezdin lavra alachas mikol amitzvus amuris b'tayra. Obviously, that's the heading of this next statement. But the point is that in one case the shkaga was taka following Bezdin. In the other case, the shkaga was actually something else. The shkaga was that he thought he was eating something that was vaday shulman, and it turned out that it was not vaday shulman. Kamashma one, in both of these cases, he's going to be potter. For us to shoygeg, that's the case where it was neschalav lechelav shulman. Al PM, that's Al PM Amish, says the Gemara, the Ikadamri. So we have another Lishna. Amar Rava. Rava said just the opposite. Shoygeg Al PM with the Pata. You want to know why the Mishnah is so wordy and why it says, V'halach hayachid v'asa shoygeg Al PM? It's to teach me that the only time someone's considered a shoygeg is if it's a shoygeg Al PM. But in the event that it was a schavle chel b'shumen, v'achle and he ate it, chayev, then he's going to be chayev. So in both Lishonis of Rava, the word shoygeg Al PM is coming to address this case. The Shaila is, how is it addressing it? Is it addressing it that in this case it too is going to be Potter? Or is it addressing it if I care? In that case, it's going to be Chayav. Is Shoigeg Al PM two separate things and both of them are Potter? So whether it was Neschalafloy Chele B'Shumen or it was classic case where you're just following Bezin, you're going to be Potter, or it's one case. In Faker, Shoigeg Alpiyim, Alpiyim is the type of Shaita, where the Shkoga was Alpiyim, as opposed to where it was Neschal of Loi, because in the case where it's Neschal of Loi, you're actually going to be Chayav. Says the one, Milsa the Pshita Leilu Rava, Kami Bayu Leilu Rami Bar Chama. This that was Pasha to Rava. Now we're not sure what was Pasha to Rava, we have two Lashaitas, but it was Pasha that it's Pater, or it's Pasha that it's Chayav. But here's the point, Milsa the Pshita Leilu Rava, Kami Bayu Leilu Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama wasn't sure about the Bayu Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had a Shaila, Hayru Bezdin, Shechel of Moter, Bezdin Paskin, the Chel of his Moter, and Neschal of Loi Chel of Shomen. And then, a person went and he ate that chelo by mistake, but the mistake was not that Bezin told him it's mutter mele, I want to go ahead and eat it. He was actually trying to eat the shuman, and though by mistake he ate the chelo. Our case, mahu, what's talach, right? This is the identical case to Rava's case. Oh my Rava, so Rava said Toshma, I'll bring you a right. Holach yachid va'asa shoyge galpiyem v'chulu. Shoyge galpiyem lamali, isn't this very wordy? Lav lasui, isn't it coming to me marba? Hayru Bezin shechelo mutter, v'neschalo v'chelo b'shuman v'achloi potter. Right? The wordiness is probably coming to teach me that not only are you potter if you were following Bezin, but even if it was chalav chelav shum, even then you're going to be potter, right? This was Rav in the first lishna, but the Gemara was daicha. The Gemara said no. Dilma shayga galpiyim who the potter avon eschalav chelav shum avachay chayiv. There's no raya Rav from the Mishnah that you're potter. Maybe if I care, maybe the wordiness is coming to tell me literally the opposite, right? It's coming to tell me that dafka where it's a shayga galpiyim you're going to be potter, but to the extent it was eschalav you actually be chayiv. Ikud amri. Right? Because there's two lishoinus in what Rava said, some in Mela, there's two lishoinus in what Rava's response to Rami Bar Chama's Ibai was. Ikida Amri, on my Rava said, Toshma, Halach Yachid. Again, Rami Bar Chama posed this question. And Rava said, I'll bring you a rayo. If the Yachid went for Asa Shagig Al PM, and he did Shagig Al PM, my love, doesn't Shagig Al PM mean that Shagig Al PM would depart to Davke if the Shkogo was Al PM, Av Neschal of Chedo Bashum Vachle Chayev? But if it was Neschal of Law, you're going to be Chayev. So this is a raya Rami Bar Chama from the Mishnah to one side, and you're shayla that really going to be chayev. Gemara says no. Duma, are you shaygig? Are you alpiyem? Maybe what it really means is other shaygig, other alpiyem. But the bottom line is, we have this diuk in the Mishnah. The halach hayachid vasa shaygig alpiyem. The diuk is clearly coming to address the case where it was hayru bezin shechelav mutter of a v'neschal of loychelav b'shomim v'achla. The shaila is the diuk telling me you're potter or chayv? Rami Bar Chama wasn't sure. Rava was sure. What Rava was sure about? We have two lishonos in the Gemara. We have one lishna where Rava was sure that chayv, one lishna where Rava was sure you're potter. The Gemara chazed the two lishonos twice, right? Just the chazem mizumanim, the signon of why it was mentioned twice. The first time it was mentioned twice in terms of the pirish hamishnah, right? Rava is writing his pirish hamishnayis. The halach hayachid vasa shaygig alpiyem. So what's shaygig alpiyem? So Rava says apshat, but two lishonos where Rava meant. In the second version, or the second time that the Gemara mentioned the two lashonos of Rava, it's what Rava's response was to Rami Bar Chama. It was a boy Rami Bar Chama, not learning the Mishnah, it was just a boy Rami Bar Chama. And Rava told him from the Mishnah, Grad, I think I have a diak. But he wasn't coming to be mafarish the Mishnah. He was being mechich, something from his pirish HaMishnayis. But he was coming more to talk to Rami Bar Chama and to address his question. Says the Gemara, either way, this whole Shiloh over here, of Hayru Bezim Shechel Mutter, Vineschal Lechel Bashum of Achloi, whether you're Potter or Yechayev, says the Marbaplukta. This is really a machloikis that was discussed already by earlier Amayram. Which Amayram? The earliest and the greatest of all the Amayram. Says the Gemara, Hayru Bezim Shechel Mutter, Bezim Pazim Shechel was Mutter, Vineschal Lechel Bashum, and then it was Neschal Lechel Bashum of Achloi, and the person went ahead and he ate it. Rav Amar Potter, Firab Yechanan Amar Chayev. By the way, you know what Talach is going to be now, right? Because once it's Rav and Rab Yechanan, it's going to be chayiv. There's a little hay next to the word chayiv. But either way, Rav Amar Potter, Rav said Potter, Rav Yochanan Amar Chayiv, and Rav Yochanan said chayiv. So really, Rami Bar Chama Shaila and the two lishonos of Rava is a machloikis yeshana. It's machloikis between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Says the Gemara Meisvei. I'll ask you a kasha. Me'am ha'aretz ba'asoysa. So this pasuk right here, me'am ha'aretz ba'asoysa, or this excerpt from a pasuk, is something we'll be very familiar with in the first part of tomorrow's daf. You can take my word for it. But it says v'nefesh achas techata b'shtoga. The Gemara is going to bring two prices that are very much going to dash in this pasuk. But either way, for now, what we learn from the words me'am ha'aretz ba'asoysa, me'am ha'aretz, not every am ha'aretz, me'am ha'aretz, right? Some people, we don't mean am ha'aretz in that way. But any person, but only if you're from any person, you're going to be shaykh techatas, who we come in to exclude, prat lamumer. as opposed to a mummer. A mummer is someone that can't bring a carbon chattis. Reb Shimon ben Yosi, I mean, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon ben Yosi said in the name Reb Shimon, Enoi tzarech. I don't need this pasuk mei am aretz, but like kol am aretz, to tell me that a mummer is not able to bring a carbon. Because I read oimer, I know from somewhere else. Because the pasuk says, Asher nosi yechet, av asa achas bekol mitzvah Hashem alikov, Asher loy seosena, Bishkaga va'ashem, and then the pasuk says, "Oy hoyda ilav chatasa yashachata." But here's the point: it says that a person, and this pasuk, it's the nasi, did an avera b'shoigig, an avera ashaloi se'asena, an avera that you're not supposed to do, which, by the way, seems pretty obvious, right? But an avera that you're not supposed to do, and then it says afterwards, "Oy hoyda ilav chatasa," and then later he was made aware of what it was that he did. So said Rab Shimon ben Yosi in the name of Rab Shimon, that from the words ashaloi se'asena b'shkaga va'ashem. And then the next words, oy hoyda, those are two separate psukim. From the oy hoyda we learn, hashav miyadiyasai. Only someone where, had he had this piece of information that he doesn't have right now, would not have done the avera, is he a maybe carbon al shugag asai. But if a person doesn't avera because he was lacking information, but even had he had the information, he wouldn't have done it anyways, or he would have done it anyways. So the halacha is any mevik carbon al shigagasei, he doesn't bring a carbon al shigagasei. Right. So it's for that reason. It's for that reason that a mummer, who's someone that even had he known that what he was doing was not okay, would have done it anyways, because he's a mummer, right? He's completely not religious. So he has no problem in doing these averas. So it's for that reason this person can't bring a carbon. So said Reb Shimon ben Yosi in the name of Reb Shimon, Enoi tzarech. You don't have to come on to Mei Amaretz Ba'asoy, it's a problem mummer. I know it from more... one of the more general halachas in the parish of Shkaga. Asher loy se osena b'shkaga va'ashem oy hoyda hashav miyadiyasi mevi karbon al shikagasai aber loy shav miyadiyasi eni mevi karbon al shikagasai. And a mummer is someone that's loy shav miyadiyasi. Okay, what's the Gemara's kasha? V'im iso. Now, if you're going to tell me that what? If you're going to tell me that you're chayiv in the case where it was hayru bezdin, that the chelav is mutter, and the chelav like chelav is shomim. I don't understand. Hoy loy shav miyadiyasu, afraid the Gemara. The chelav, this person is not a shav miyadiyasai. Meaning, what was the shaykh? The shaykh was, it was the chelav like chelav is shomim. Right? He thought he was eating the shomim, he ended up eating the chelav. Had he known that the chelav was the chelav, would he have eaten it? Yeah. Why? Because it was Hayru Bezdin. Because Bezdin told him already that it's mutter. If that's the case, the idea of his chalifloy, shuman and chalif, was not going to impact what he did one way or the other. If that's the case, he's like the mummer, who's a loy shav miyadiyasai, where the halacha is that he's potter from being a karmen chatas. Some meisav efrek the gemurah kashan Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that if it's hayru bezdin? Shechelav mutav, eschalav lechelav b'shom v'achloy, the halacha is yechayiv. How could he be yechayiv? He's a loy shav miyadiyasai. You're being mechayiv because you're saying, who cares if it was hayru bezdin? At the end of the day, he's a good old-fashioned shaygi. He's no different than any other person that was in schalav lechelav b'shom with halacha is that he has to bring a karmen chatas. What are you talking about? He's very different. Because that guy was a shami yadiyos. If you would have told him eating the chaylev, he would have spit it out of his mouth. He would fast anisim. He would say, what's going on over here? This person right here, he would say, oh, okay, I thought I was eating the kombi. If it turns out I'm eating the pastrami, he wouldn't have cared. At the end of the day, they're both mutter. But he's a loy shami yadiyos. The nischalifle is not going to alter his decision. And if that's the case, this whole idea of him being a karmen chatas should be dead on arrival based on one of the very critical tenets in the sugya of a karmen chatas. This is the Gemara's kash. Amr Rapapas. Rapapas came to the defense of Rabbi Yochanan. He said, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan must hold. Kivin the chimiyisya de lehula beidina hadri behu. Being that if Bezdin would chap that they made a mistake, they would be chayzer. Vahu nami hadarba. And if Bezdin would be Chayzer, he too would be Chayzer. Shav miyadiyasai, Karina Bey, we consider him a Shav miyadiyasai, the Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. In order for a person to be Chayiv, a Karmen Chatas, you have to be a Shav miyadiyasai. This person has a Shav miyadiyasai. Now, for him, there's two yadiyas that he would have to have in order to be Shav. Number one, he would have to chap that he's eating the Chayiv. And number two, he would need the Bezdin should be Chayzer so that he would know that really the Chayiv is Chayiv. That's fine. Who cares? At the end of the day, there is a pathway to Shav Miyadiyasai. And as long as there's a pathway for Shav Miyadiyasai, that's enough for this person to be Chayev. And it's for that reason he's not going to be Chayev. Now, Rashi speaks out that a regular Hayru Bezdin is going to be Potter. A regular Hayru Bezdin is going to be Potter, meaning Hayru Bezdin v'holach hayachid v'asa. Alpia mamish, even though you can check off the box of Shav Mi Yediyasai, like you just mentioned, because Bezdin Chachab, they made a mistake, and then he would be Chayzer, so you'd have the element of Shav Mi Yediyasai, but there's a special Gzeres HaKasav, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf, once we get into all the drushes, that tells me that someone doesn't have Aver B'Shoikik, because of a Hayru Bezdin, the Halach is not going to be Chayiv Chatas. Over here, the reason Rabbi Yochanan holds it can be Chayiv Chatas is because at the end of the day, really, you're a regular Shoikik, because you're in the Schal of Leichel of Hashomen. The only reason that the Gemara thought that it shouldn't work is because of the fact that you're a Loi Shalmi Yediyasa. That the Gemara said, that's not true. Every Hayru Bezdin has a Loi Shalmi Yediyasa. The reason a Hayru Bezdin is Potter from Chatas is not because of felt in Loi Shalmi Yediyasa. From this Gemara, you seem to furnish that wouldn't be a problem. That's another issue. Here we have a mahalach of to be mechayev yuchatas. The Gemara thought there's a technical issue that lecher you're a loy shami yediyasai. Kamash b'la rapap. He said it's not true. Kim the chemiyis luda beidina hadri behu v'hu nami had. The shami dasa karina bevechayev. And it's for that reason that this person is going to be chayev. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that we have a big existential shaila that you see the Amiram were very not sure about. Rami Bar Chama wasn't sure about this. Rava was sure, but we're not sure what Rava was sure about. And it was Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And that is where there was a Hayru Bezdin that this chayla was mutter. This is like a Minchas Chinuch Diga case, but the Gemara talks about it, right? Where it was Hayru Bezdin that the chayla was mutter. And then the person wanted to eat Shuman, which is Zicha mutter. And by mistake, he ate the chayla, which is really Aser, but it's something that Bezdin had paskin as mutter. Do we say it's a regular nischalav loy shuman v'chelav and as a result he should be chayev? Or do we say that being that he had a hayra from Bezdin that even the chelav is mutter and he would have eaten the chelav anyway, so maybe it's mamish the case of the Mishnah, v'halach hayachav, v'asa shayvi alpiyim, and it's for that reason he should be potter. There's a remez to it in the Mishnah. We're just not sure what exactly the remez is, which really doesn't allow us to do much with it. But either way, it says the Gemara, Amar Rava Rava said, Umayde Rav, Rav is going to be moider. What did Rav say? Rav said that in the event that Yochid ate chelev, that Bezdin Paskin by mistake is mutter. But he didn't eat the chelev knowing he was eating chelev. He thought he was eating shuman. It was just in the schalav like. The halach is that you're going to be potter, but Rav is moider sheini mashal l'roiv tzibur. That he doesn't count in the census when it comes to figuring out roiv tzibur. What does that mean? It means that in the event that you had half of Klal Yisrael, or we'll get into it, half of the sheit vatim, Mar talks about all this, but in the event that, let's say, you had half of Klal Yisrael that went, and they followed Bezdin, psak, that this chelev is mutter, and they went ahead and they ate it. So the halacha is, if it's half, and then one more person would go ahead and he would join the fray, he'd jump on the bandwagon, so now you would have roif, you'd be subject to the power of davar shel tzibur. What would be if that one person that wants to tip the scale, taka ate the chelev b'shoigig, but it was the schalafla? Would he be included, would not be included? You could have thought, yeah. Why? Because if Rav holds Potter, that means we view you as a halacha yachid v'asa shagig apir, which is the criteria of the chayra. If you have enough of those yachids, and now you have a roiv, so now you have the parallel of a shal tzibur. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you chayiv sefashtetzich, it's no shaychis. You see, we view you as a good old-fashioned shagig as maisa, you're a regular shagig. So obviously, you're not going to count towards the cheshbon of the parallel of shal tzibur. But according to Rav, that you're really potter, so you would think you should be included. Stating that, that's Rav's chiddush. Moi de Rav, she'ini mashal m'roiv tzibur, my time, my crop, because the pasuk says, b'shkoga, and from the word b'shkoga, we learn, it says, v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei yisro, v'lager agar b'soicham, ki l'chol ha'am b'shkoga, we'll get back to that soon, at shiyu kulam b'shkoga achas, that has to be one type of shoykik. The only time there's a parallel of shal tzibur is if the same shkoga. So, if everyone did the shkog in the same way, that's when you have the salach. But over here, everybody, or almost everybody, minus one person, was eating it, mamash l'chatchila, in that sandwich, because Bezdin said it was mutter. This one guy was the schalav loy, shumim b'chalav, even though he's potter. This is Rav talking. Even though he's potter, even on that side of the Ibaya, that lishna of Rava, afiluachi, he's still not the same as a regular parhelam davar shel tzibur diga guy. He's not the same halacha yachid, and it's for that reason, as it relates to tacking to the parhelam davar shel tzibur, is not going to count. So again, even though the halacha yachid v'asin shoyge galpim, just to say this one last time, the halacha yachid v'asin shoyge galpim, according to the man that holds potter, means shoyge galpim, right? Lishna, whether he went l'chatchi and followed Bezdin or Loisha if it was Neschalavlai. as much as it's true, loishna klapi pater, there really is an afkamina. There's an afkamina in terms of being mitzdarif to the par helam davar shel tziba. Moving along, bencha asu for asu imam. So the Mishnah said that in the event of bezdin paskin, they made a mistake. Chayvi krisos, right? The case that we've been working with, the Gemara's case is chaylev is mutter. And someone follows a yachid and he eats. So the halacha is he's going to be pata. And the Mishnah told it to me in three different ways. The Mishnah said, "Bein sha'asu va'asiman." Whether bezdin ate and he ate with them, bein sha'asu va'asachrem, or bezdin ate and he ate after them, or bein sha'asu they didn't eat at all va'asa and only he ate. In all three of these cases, you're going to be pata. Says the Gemara, in the Mishnah Kolhani, why do you need this whole arichas? And the Gemara says like this: bishleim the reisha, meaning the part of the Mishnah that we just read. I can tell you, loizu afsuktani. Maybe the Mishnah is building up to the biggest chiddush. It's starting with the smallest chiddush, and it's working its way up to the biggest chiddush. How so? Loizu, if this person acted together with Bez, then now you're going to be pater. But even if he acted after Bez, I mean, if you do it together with Bez, it's more of a reason you should be pater. You did it mamish with Bez then. If I did it afterwards, maybe you had, even then. And loizu, if you did it after Bezdin, but even if Bezdin didn't do it at all, but if you're following Ayra's Bezdin, you're going to be part. So the Gemara says, I actually understand this part of the Mishnah. It's loizu after ever safer up at the safer the lechiyuva, which is telling me the chiyuv ibchami bayale. It should be fakert. What's the sefer? So the sefer was the case where, again, it was Hayru Bezdin, and it wasn't just the Yachid that went ahead and followed Bezdin. It was one of the Dayanim, or it was a Tamach Yigil Lahira. There the Allah is, he's considered a Tayla Ba'atzmai, and he's going to be Chayv. And there too the Mishnah went, and it had the whole Arichos. It said, it doesn't matter if it was Asu V'Asi Himahem, if it was Asu V'Asi Achareyem, or if it was Loi Asu V'Asi. In all cases, it's going to be Chayv. Now here, the Loi Zu'afsu is Ipcha. Right, it's just the opposite. If you're telling me he's Chayv, so what's the biggest Chiddush you Chayv? The biggest Chiddush that you Chayv is if you did it with Bezdin. It's a lesser Chiddush if you did it after Bezdin, and it's the smallest Chiddush if you did it afterwards. So the Gemara says, I know there's something called Loi Zu'afsu, right? So sometimes we build up in the Reisha Geshmak, where you're telling me your potter. So now you're part of you did it with Bezdin, even if you did it after Bezdin, even if Bezdin didn't do it at all. But in the Sefer where you're Chayiv, it's Ipchami Bayolei. Right, you should have said it, if anything, in the reverse order. You're going to be Chayiv whether you did it by yourself or if you did it after Bezdin, and you're going to be Chayiv if you did it with Bezdin. The order doesn't stim, and the Sefer works beautifully. And the Rishon Maris is not true. It could work for the Sefer as well, because Zuva ain't Tzarech Leim Azuktani. Just like the time of the Mishnah sometimes will build up to the biggest Chiddush, sometimes it'll go in the reverse. It'll tell you the biggest Chiddush first and then say, well, it goes without say the lesser Chiddush, and it goes without say even the chiddush that's less than that. So the reisha of the Mishnah is loizu afsu. The seif of the Mishnah is zuvei and tzarech lemezu. The achreinim amedayik from this Gemara, and it's a glaring diak that you see that loizu afsu is a little bit more lechatchila than zuvei and tzarech lemezu. Because really, the makshe knew loizu afsu, he didn't know zuvei and tzarech lemezu. Every bachin yeshiva knows there's something called loizu afsu. There's something called zuvei and tzarech lemezu. Now they're both a little puzzling, right? We always speak out the famous chiddush from the Tiferes Yisrael who says it was negeya the nigin, right? They wanted the Mishnah to rhyme because they weren't writing Torah Shabbat Peh, it had to be memorized, so it was done for poetic symmetry, right? It was done for those types of reasons. But in terms of Loizu Afsu and Suva Ein Tzarech Lemezu, I never realized that there's a ranking over here, but it's clear in the Gemara that there is. Because the Maksha in this Gemara here in Harius, that Beza and Aleph, is very comfortable with a Loizu Afsu, Bishleim Eresh, right? He's comfortable with a Loizu Afsu. A Bezuva Ein Tzarech Lemezu, this to him is a mystery. The Gemara answers, no, the Sefer also could be Suva Ein Tzarech Lemezu. Going back to the Mishnah, Yad Echel Mehem Chateau. Talmud v'roi l'hoira. Right, so the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about the halacha yachid. The Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about where one of the Dayanim made a mistake, or not one of the Dayanim, not Echad Mehem, right, one of them, who's them, the Dayanim, but rather Echad, that was a Talmud, that was roi l'hoira. So the Gemara says, Tarti l'amali, why do you need both? What's the point of the second half of the Mishnah? Zakla, these people should have, could have, would have known better. So they're a Teilu b'das atzmai, Teilu b'das atzmai, the halacha is, you're going to be chayiv. So what's the difference if you're a member of the Dayanim or you're only a Talmud that's Roy Lahira? I mean, that sounds like a nuance that's completely irrelevant. When you learn the Masechta Sanhedrin, maybe it matters in terms of the history of Sanhedrin, what it looked like, who the Talmud should get. this is not our Indian right now. We're just trying to make a point. So why is the Mishnah being so wordy? So the Gemara said, Amar Rava. Rava said, Itzrich. No, there's actually a chiddush lahalacha in the wordiness. So good, I mean, I would have thought, Hani Mili, had the Mishnah only said, that v'yada echad mehem, I would have thought, dafka, if the person is a gomer v'sofer. So what does it mean, a gomer? He has bikias. What does it mean, v'sofer? He's an ankaharim. Right? He has lomdus as well. I have a gomer v'leisofer, but let's say he's a gomer v'leisofer. What if he's a sofer v'leigomer? Sounds like that's not even a havamina. But if he's a gomer v'leisofer, maybe not. Kamash malon, the riboy haloshin, to teach me that it doesn't matter if he's a gomer v'sofer, or if he's a gomer v'leisofer, either way, he falls into the category of somebody that's a toile b'das atzmai, and he's going to be chayv. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya told Rava, roi loi ra, gomer v'sofer mashma. How can you tell me that when it says, oi tamid v'roi loi ra, he's a gomer v'leisofer? If he's not a sofer, then in what way is a roi loi ra? If he can't paskin a shayla, if he can't be maven dover mitoich dover, I ain't Rashi, so then what makes this person into a roi loi ra? So I think both cases, says Abaya, are cases of gomer v'sofer. How can you tell me that the Riboy of Tamav Roy Leira is coming to teach me where he's a Gomer V'Leisavar? That guy that the Mishnah mentioned, that it didn't have to mention, both people are Gomer V'Savars. I'm a lazy, so he told Manochach, I mean, you didn't understand Abaya what I meant to say. I meant to say like this, Imeahi, we only have one. Have I mean, I would have thought, how do you mean Gomer V'Savar? I'll Gomer V'Leisavar, like, Tana Roy Leira. So the Mishnah went ahead and mentioned Roy Leira, which it did not have to mention. It's a Mishnah Yaseira. I mean, Mishnah Yaseira, we learn, I feel the Gomer V'Leisavar, Savar V'Leigomer. Oh, here, by the way, it does mention the Savar V'Leigomer. But the point is that from the Mishnah Yisera of Talmud Agil Leira, I learned even if you're a Gomer V'Loi Saver or you're a Saver V'Loi Gomer. So Enochinami, both people mentioned in the Mishnah, the Echon Mehen and the Talmud that's Roy Leira are both Gomer V'Savers, right? They both check off both of these boxes. Stating that, you don't have to mention it twice. And from the Ribei Aloshin, I learn, Amarbet, this is a Mishnah Yisera. It's not like the Torah is saying this Mefurish. It's from the Mishnah Yisera I learned, even if you're a Gomer V'Loi Saver or you're a Saver V'Loi Gomer, Roy Leira, says the Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. What's an example of a Talmud that was Roy Lehoira? So he's not a Dayan, but he's only a Talmud. But he's Roy Lehoira. Amar Rava, Rava said, Kigoin Shimon ben Azai, the Shimon ben Zoyma. You want two good examples? Shimon ben Azai, also known as Ben Azai, and Shimon ben Zoyma, also known as Ben Zoyma. Now we know Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoyma never got smicha, and that's why they were considered Talmud that's Roy Lehoira. But you want an example of a Talmud Roy Lehoira? Said Rava, Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoyma. Amalei Abaya, Sabaya told Rava, Kihai Gavna? What? Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoyma that follows the Ra's Bezdin when they made a mistake? They're going to be Chayv Chatos? Mezidu! They're amazed. What are you talking about? How could they be chayiv chatos? I thought you meant, I don't know, psachos of a younger man. Ben Azay and Ben Zoyma, these are all-time greats. L'chayiv Ben Azay, Ben Zoyma, they would be amazed. I don't even know how you shayiv to a chatos. So Rava told Abaye back, L'tamech, according to you, I mean, you don't like my pshat of the Mishnah. I hear. So my pshat of the Mishnah is, it's subjective. Lav dafka. This is the pshat of the Mishnah, Mehechatesi. But I'm going to tell you a braisa that says Rochel Bitchaktana, what I said in the Mishnah. And that is not my chiddush, that's the braisa's chiddush. And you're going to have to be miyashiv that braisa. And whatever we're going to say to miyashiv the braisa, we'll end up saying to miyashiv the Mishnah. Either way, he said, Luta Mech, according to you, other time we learned to the braisa, it says, Ba'asoysa Achas. We learn from here, Yachid ha'oysa mipi'atz mechayev by Raz Bezdin Potter. A Yachid that acts on his own is chayev. If he acts by Raz Bezdin, he's going to be Potter. Now this braisa we're going to talk more about in tomorrow's Daf Beis Hashem, but this is like the very short version of the Makar. How you know that a Yachid that follows a Raz Bezdin is going to be Potter? It's learned out from Basoysa. Achas Pasha, the Josh is Basoysa. That if you're doing it on your own, it's your asiya, that's when you're going to be chayev. Kate said, either way, the braisa goes ahead and it says, what's an example? Hayru Bezdin Shechel Mutter. This is the Sefer of our Mishnah, right? And what's the example? This is all the Braisa talking of the Talmud. That's Yoishin of Lifnei Veroi Leira. Kigoin Shimon Ben Asa. Yochi Yepot, you would think Yepot. The Talmud Leim, it says, Ba'asoysa, Achas, Yochid Ha'oysa Piyatz Mechayev, Ba'iraz Bezdin Potter. It's only the Yochid that's going to be Potter. As opposed to, in the event that it's someone on the level of Ben Azai, if it's someone of that ilk, then the halach is that he's actually going to be chayv. But the bottom line is, Rav told the Bayit, it's enough in a braisa. What I'm saying in the Mishnah is really enough in a braisa, and if it's enough in a braisa, we're going to have to be miyashid the braisa, and whatever we're going to say to be miyashid the braisa, that's going to end up being pshat of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Ele heichim ishkachas. Okay, so what's takab pshat? Meaning, what's the shoykik, right? What does heichim ishkachas mean? What is the shoykik? L'chayre, he's amazed, right? So the Gemara said, I'll tell you, going to Yada the Aser. Ben Azai probably knew that it's Aser, right? Abba v'katoy v'mitzvah l'shmoya divri chachamim. Pshat is going to have to be that he made a tois. The tois was, he thought, what do you mean, I'm going to go connect a bezin? Right? What happens when you go connect a bezin? He becomes like a mamre. So that's not something I can do. I thought, mitzvah l'shmoya divri chachamim, so I have no choice, I got to go along with it. No, that's what you agree we're going to have to say pshat on the braises. L'didinami, me, who learned that up in our Mishnah, we're going to say the Toba Mitzvah Shmoy Devi Chachamim. That's what the Tois must have been. Meaning, what the Mishnah is saying is that we're talking about a person where it's Yitachin knew 100% the Bezin was wrong. That's the Chiddush of Rava. He knew he could have, would have, should have known. He knew it was wrong. That's the Kigrein Ben Azay and Ben Zayma. That's the Oimek in the Mishnah. He chaps it's wrong 100%. Pshat is, he knows it's wrong. He knows it's wrong. So where's the Tois? And he's amazed. He's amazed because he thought Mitzvah L'shmoya Divrei Chachamim, that's why he's going to be Chayv Chatos, as opposed to the regular Yachid, yeah, Veis Fingunish, then as a result, he's talking the Amma Aretz that the Pasuk is talking about, right? But that person, and Enechinami, being that he's following Bezdin, he is going to be Pot. Let's learn a little bit more Gemara. Zeh HaKlal, HaToyle Ba'atzmoy Chayv. So at the end of the Mishnah, Mishnah gave a klal, right? The Mishnah was pretty straightforward. Mishnah said, "Hayru bezdin v'halach hayachid yipater." If it's echem and adayanim or it's a taman shegil leira, there you're going to be chayiv. Then it says, "Zeh klal, atel batzmei chayiv, atel bezdin pater." I mean, we know that, right? That's exactly what the Mishnah said. Now, zeh klal, we know if the Mishnah gives you a klal and you know everything that the klal already mentioned, it's coming to be marb or something. So the Gemara says, "Zeh klal lasuye mai." Says the Gemara, the first klal of atel batzmei chayiv is lasuye mevait behoy ra. It's coming to be marba someone that's mevayit bahira. Ready for this? If you have a person that usually doesn't listen to Bezdin, he goes to Bezdin and then, he decides what he wants to do. So a person like that, if it was Hayru Bezdin and he followed Bezdin, he's actually going to be chayiv. He doesn't have the p'tor. And that's the zeh haklal ha-toyla ba'atzmei chayiv. L'rabbis, even someone that was really toyla be-Bezdin, being that he's a mevayit bahira, Bezdin's psak means nothing to him. Let's be honest, between me and you, and as a result, Allah is this person's gonna be chayv. Toyla bebezdin, that's potter lasuye mai, lasuye hayru bezdin, if bezdin paskin, fiyadu sheto, and then bezdin chab, they made a mistake, v'chazru behem, and they retracted, but the guy himself didn't know that they retracted, he went ahead and he did it. So he's doing it following bezdin, but bezdin has since retracted. The halacha is, he's still going to be potter. You could have thought maybe as long as Bezdin's psak of potter, mutter, is outstanding, that's when that's going to be the halacha. But to the extent that Bezdin retracted not, that's the chiddush of the second zakah. Faith the Gemara, it's a nice chiddush of the Hedik Tani Law. It's actually a Mefurish Mishnah. It's coming up. The Mishnah says it on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So it's a Mefurish Mishnah. You need a zakah klal to be marba something that's Mefurish. And the Mishnah says, yeah, and this is something that we find in Shas. Tani Bahadim Mefarish. Sometimes we do that, right? Sometimes I'll tell you something, bit of Miza. The Mishnah will, and then later will be Mefarish, very, very clearly what it was that it said, Beremiza, and we are going to stop here. But just to end, Hayriya Staf Beis, with one Ha'ara, which is really, Dover Be'itay Matov. And that is, that everyone knows that Yom Kippur at night, we begin davening with Kol Nidre. And after Kol Nidre, the Chazan yells, "V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'lager hagor b'soicham, ki l'chol ha'om b'shkaga." A pasuk that featured itself in today's daf, a theme that is the background of today's daf and really the entire Masechta. But v'nislach, with the niggin, l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'lager hagor b'soicham, ki l'chol ha'om b'shkaga, gimel pa'amim. This is something that's said immediately after Kol Nidre. Now, you ever wonder why? Why is it that right after Kol Nidre, we say V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lager agar b'soicham ki l'chol am v'shkaga? So the truth is, the makar to this is a Ramah. The Ramah is in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. It's in Siman Tafresh Yotes. It's Sif Aleph. The Ramah says V'noyagin loymer Kol Nidre. The meaning is to say Kol Nidre b'leil Yom Kippur ba'oyde yoyim while it's still day. Mamshech b'nigunim, and then you mamshech b'nigunim ad alayla. Va'omrin oisay shalosh pa'amim. You say it three times. V'chol pa'am, every time you say it, magbia koyla yoisa mibirishayna. You say it a little bit louder than you said it the time before. V'chein oimer ha-shliach tzibur sholish pomim v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrov l'ger agar b'soicham ki l'chol am b'shkog. And then afterwards, the shliach tzibur says three times this pasuk of a nislach. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaGra says that why is it that the Ramah said that you're supposed to say v'nislach? And really, the makar to this Vilna Gaon is already in the Rishonim. He said the pshat as follows. Because we're starting off by saying kol nidrei. Why are we saying kol nidre? The reason we say kol nidre, the pasuk pshat is based on a Mishnah in Masechtas Nedarim. The Mishnah says that there's an idea that a person should get up on Rosh Hashanah, what we do on Yom Kippur, and you should say that all the Nedarim that I'm going to make this year should be betelim u'mevutal. Now, it's Yaduah, there's a major machlokes Rishonim. What really that bitui is? Some Rishonim say that it is what we just said it is. You're being Moisir Maida. You're saying that I know over the course of the year I'm going to make Nedarim, I'm going to make Shavuos, I'm going to make Charamim, I might be Makabal Naziris, I don't know. So what you're saying is that Kol Nidre, any Neder that I'm going to make, Ushfuye, the Charame, the Koinome, the Kinuse, the Chinuye, the Indarno, the Shtabando, the Charimno, right? All of these things that I'm going to do, I want that they should be betelim and mevutalim. Right? That's the idea. That I'm telling you, l'chatchila, I'm being moisim edad, that I don't mean that nether that I'm going to make during the course of the year, and it shouldn't be a nether. Other Rishonim learn just the opposite. That really what you're doing is, you're getting up and you're being mat nether. You're being mat nether on the nedarim that you made in the offer. Right? So some Rishonim hold that you're being moisim edad, that all the nedarim that I'm going to make in the coming year should not be nedarim. Under Rishonim hold that what I'm saying is that all the nedarim that I made should not be nedarim. This is the shaila in the nusach and kol nidre, right? Different machsoyim, different minhagim. Mi yom kippurim sha'avar ad yom kippurim zeh, u mi yom kippurim zeh ad yom kippurim abba leinu l'toiva. It gets a little faplunted there sometimes, right? What's the shaila? If you're going and you're being oiked in the nedarim that you made the previous year, then it's miyom kippurim sha'avar ad yom kippurim zeh. And if you're being moisem moidah in the nedarim moving forward, then it's miyom kippurim zeh ad yom kippurim abalein olatayva. So some do both, but the bottom line is that that's where these two neschais come from. It's based on this major machlokes rishonim, where the kol nidre is being moisem moidah on the future nedarim or faker. What you're doing is you're being mat in the nedarim that were made in the past. But said the Vilna Gaon in Bir HaGra, and again it comes from the Rishonim, a Dover Niflamamish, and that is, let's go according to the Rishonim that hold that Kol Nidre is, you're being Mat Neder. Okay, so you're going now, and you're being Mat Neder on all the Nedarim that you made during the past year. Now we know that Ataris Nedarim is Oikid in Nedarim Lamafre, which means that not only are you done with the Nedarim moving forward, but really, even the Mafreya, all the Nedarim that you made, Miyayim Kippurim Sha'avra, Yayim Kippurim Zeh, you knocked out. Which is a tremendous Tayelas. The reason it's a tremendous Tayelas, because what would emerge is that even if you violated that Neder, now that you amatted the Neder Lamafreya, on some level there was never a Neder, and if there was never a Neder, so now L'chayra, you're good to go. So anything that you had done in the previous year, on some level, is not something that you have to worry about. Stating that, we know the Gemara says that it says in the Torah, Isha Haferam Vashem Yislach Lo. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, when he used to come to this pasuk, he used to cry. He said, because Mamak Kosim Medaber, what's that pasuk talking about? It's talking about a woman that was Makabal Naziris, her husband was made for the Naziris, she doesn't know that he was made for the Naziris, and he's going ahead and he's violating the Naziris. You would think that being that the Naziris was Mofers, as a result, this is not something you have to worry about. Kamash Malon, Isha Haferam Vashem Yislach Lo, that being that she doesn't chap that the Nether is mufer, it's for that reason that this woman is still going to need kapara. So you say meres, that even if we say l'mafreya, the nether wasn't a nether, but epesach kapara daf menachal tzopin. Epesach kapara daf menachal tzopin. If you hold that the Kol Nidre is going to make it that Mikanu Lahaba, the nether is not going to be a nether. Oh, so you're good to go. You're going to make a nether in the future, and this nether that you're going to make in the future, you're not going to have to worry about. Why you're not going to have to worry about the nether? Because you're already Moisa Maida. But what's going to be if you don't remember that you were Moisa Maida? You think you made a nether because you did, and now you go ahead and you violate the nether. Your mom is that Isha, you're that woman who was Makabal Naziris, the Naziris is Nitkai Naziris. In her case, it's not a because the husband was made for it. In our case, it's not a Naziris. Why? Because you yourself were Moisa Maida, because you said Kol Nidre B'dmoy Sholish, and as a result, it's not something you have to worry about. But at the same time, Isha Aferam Vashem Yislach Lo, you still need Slicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Goyim, being that even after you say Kol Nidre, there's still an element of needing Slicha, based on which pasuk in the Torah, Isha Haferon Vashem Yislach Lo. It's for that reason, right after Kol Nidre, what do we say? V'nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael V'leger Agor B'soicham Ki L'chol Am B'shkaga. That we're doing our part. We're going to make sure the Ned is Nishkai Ned. But if we went ahead and we were violated, this Ned of us is Nishkai Ned, we still need Slicha. We still need to come on to the Vashem Yislach Lo. And that's this Bakosha, this Tefillah, this Hesoiris of V'nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael. That all the Yidden that violated their Nidorim, they should get their Slicha. V'nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael is behemshech to Kol Nidre. The whole idea of Kol Nidre is to get rid of your Nidorim. Right in the beginning of the Leil Yom Kippur. Right in the beginning of the Yom HaKudosh. But part and parcel of Kol Nidre is to also get rid of the Isha Aferim Vashem Yislach Lo. Says the Goyin of Bir Agro. That's V'nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael. That's the Pirish of a tefillah that we've said our entire lives and could be never even realize why it is that we're saying it. But I want to tell you a Dover Niflam Mamish that I saw in the Sefer Harirei Kedem from a Goyin, Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik. He says something so beautiful. He says that why is it that we start Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre, the Yom HaKadosh? This is the way we start. And the truth is, Kama Komas in Ishtabru. This is the way you start the holiest day of the year. And the truth is, the hergish that Yidden have when you come into Shul Kol Nidre, could be there's nothing more poignant on the Jewish calendar than Kol Nidre. But let's be honest, what are you doing? It's just, you're reading like a document. You're being moistened by Torah, and you say that any nether that I made or any nether that I did make, I mean, imagine reading a legal contract and crying. I mean, this is like a very technical document. Even read the way it, right? Just even the nusach of it. The Indarno, the Shtabano, the Harimna was clearly written by a Jewish attorney. And we're getting so worked up over it. The amount of emotion that's laced into Kol Nidre, it clearly implies that there's a little bit more here than just simply a reference to a Mishnah Masechtas Nedarim that says as an Indian that at the beginning of the year you should either be Moisim Marda on the Nedarim that you're going to make, or you should be Mat in the Nedarim that you made in the past. Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik Shtelt Su Aloshin of the Mesil Sisham. And it's G'day to read two paragraphs in Mesil Sisham. Every word in the Mesil Sisham, Ki Yodua. Every single word, L'shayne Yazaf. This is in Perik Dalet. It's in B'derech Kinias Hazairus. Mesil Sisham talks about Shuva, and he says as follows. V'zeh, Ki Lefi Shuras Hadin Mamish. Based on Shuras Hadin, Hayuroi Shahachoite Yeonish Miyad, Takef Lechote Beliam Tanaka. Shuras Hadin would suggest that if a person sins, he should be punished immediately for the sin that he committed. We shouldn't wait. Immediately we should punish him. Not just that. Vigam Shahoinish Atzmo Yebacharoi Naf. Kuroi Lemisha Mamri Pi Habarius Baruch Shemai. Not only should we punish him right away, but the punishment should fit the crime. It should be befitting for someone that was Mamre the Melech Malchi Amlochim. Not just that. There should be no way out of this situation. How can a person fix what he already destroyed? How could you eradicate an aveira that was already done? If somebody kills somebody, can you change the reality? Amlam says the Ramchal. Midas harachamim hiyanu senes hefach hashol yishadvarm shazacharnu. Midas harachamim teaches us the opposite of the three things that we mentioned. What were the three things that Shuras Hadin says? That if a person sins, he should be punished right away. And that the punishment should be a severe punishment. And there should be no way to go ahead and misaken it. But Midas harachamim says, sheyutan zman lachoyte. That we give the choyte some time. V'layikochein min ha'aretz miyam b'shachat. He's not going to be wiped away as soon as he sins. And even when he gets punished, it's not going to be the punishment that it really should be. And not just that, and that b'chesed gomor, we're going to give him tshuva, akiras harotzein, ka'akiras ha'maisa. So that if this person has an akiras harotzein, it should be like akiras ha'maisa. Shabiyois hashav makiras chetai. When a person that wants to do tshuva recognizes his sin, umaydebai, and he confesses, and he thinks and he meditates about how terrible the sin that he committed is. and he does tshuva, and he has charota, and it's a charota gemura, and it's a charota demeikara. Ki charotas haneder mamish. Like the person who made a neder and is being mischarit now on the neder that he made. Shehu misnachim lagamri. Because that person has complete remorse over what it is he did. And he wishes he would have never done it. And he's pitzar, tzar chozak, achekfar nasa adover. And he gets rid of it. He says, I'm not going to do it again. Ubeireach mimenu. Hine. Akiras hadover mirtzoinoi. Yechoshev loi ka akiras haneder umischapelo. If a person has the real charota, like in the parish of Nedarim, that you find charotas haneder, neder has an ability to go ahead and be oiker and neder, your charot and aveiro will be nachshav ka'akiras haneder and mischapel, and you can end up getting kapara. So said Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, that you see from the Ramchal, that the Ramchal said that what is the moshel to tshuva? If you want to find the parsha in the Torah that really is the moshel for the concept of tshuva, it's the parsha of Nedarim. The shavu mischarit all of charot Gemura de meikara ki charotas haneder mamish. Hine akiras adovim ritzoyne yichoshele ki akiras haneder umeschapele. It's the parish of Nedarim. See, he says that yesh loimer on Yom Kippur, which is the day of tshuva. It's the day we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us for not being perfect and for making mistakes and maybe even being a lot worse than that. You know, we start the parish. You know, we start Yom Kippur. You know, we start the holiest day of the year. We get up and we're mat neder and we say, kol nidre ve'esore ushvuye. I want that those Nedarim shouldn't be Nedarim. By us being Mataneder, you know what we're doing? We're being Ma'irer in Shemayim. We're reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's a concept of Ataras Nedarim. We're reminding ourselves that there's a concept of Ataras Nedarim. Yevelur Mesechtes Nedarim, Yevelur Mesechtes Nazar. There's an idea where a person can make a Neder and he can be Mescharit on the Neder. And if you're Mescharit on the Neder, that Neder is Nekame Kor. It's as if it never, ever, ever happened. Akiras HaRotzin is Ka'akiras HaMaisa Mamish. That's what we do when we're Matan Neder. We start the holiest day of the year to be Matan Neder. Because we're showing the Abish. You showed us in the Torah there's a parish in the Dorim. And in that parish in the Dorim, lick the site fin tshuva. That's how we start. So what do we say after Kol Nidre? After Kol Nidre, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just like there's an idea of Kol Nidre, v'nislach l'chol adas v'nei Yisrael. Because if the moshel of the Ramchal of the Mesil Yesharim is correct, well then the Nimshal has to be correct as well. Kol Nidre is the moshel. The Nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael. That's the Nimshal. You want to know why we're starting with Nedarim? It's the Mesil Yesharim Perek Dalet. Because the Makar in the Torah to this idea of Tshuva, the Hamchosha that the Mesil Yisharim gave us, B'lashayne Yazov, that is an idea of Akiris HaRotzin is Ka'akiris HaMaisa, and if you shovel Mischarit, it could be literally as if it never happened. That is the Parashah in the Dharm. Is there a better way to start Yom Kippur than with the Parashah in the Dharm? Talk about flipping Akasha. It starts off as being the mystery of all mysteries. And it's the most meaningful thing you can imagine. We're saying Kol Nidre, Nochamol, Nochamol, Bepchiyas, because we're telling the Eibush that you gave us a parish of Nedarim. And you showed us that there's something called Akiras HaRotz and it's Akiras HaMaisa. Well, it's the holiest day of the year, and I have Charota, and I want to do Tshuva. And just like there's an idea of the Nidrono La Nidre, the asarano la asare ushfu asano la shfuais. So too, that's mechayev. That is an idea of v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'leger agar b'soicham ki l'chol am b'shkaga. Again, davar b'itay ma'atay v'shtag b'zoicha. We still have a few weeks to aksiv v'chsim b'toy v'agut ki ben shiar. We should b'zoicha to v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'leger agar b'soicham. Ki l'chol am b'shkaga. We should also b'zoicha to learn the sugya of shkaga, mesachtes heiris. That's Hashem over the next few weeks.